This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here we go. Jack Sawyer, he was... Where the hell was Jack Sawyer at yesterday?
Where wasn't he?
These are just... Okay, football and podcast with Ben Roethlisberger. Speaking of Big Ben...
Yeah.
Here's Jack Sawyer about winning a national championship and how it offsets losing to Michigan last year.
Is it okay to lose to Michigan and win a national championship? Or would you rather beat Michigan and not win a national championship? What's more important?
Winning a national championship.
You know,
that takes no emphasis off how important the game is. But when you win a national championship, if anyone tells you they'd rather go 1-12 and just win, beat the team up north, you're crazy. You know what I mean? You're playing this game to win championships. And make no mistake about it, no one wants to beat those guys more than we do. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we could have done after that. We have our shot to go chase the ultimate goal, which is win a national championship. The game is still going to be the game because it is the game, the best rivalry in sport. But I think you'd be crazy to say you would rather beat them and not win a national championship instead of win a national championship and not beat them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know,
right.
We didn't, but winning a national championship kind of erases all that. For me, it does at least. Should.
I haven't heard Jack Sawyer speak in long form, really. Why does he sound like he just got out of a car after a NASCAR race?
That's that Pickerington in him.
That they have that accent,
yeah,
in Pickerington?
Canal, Winchester, Pickerington, that area.
That they are you serious?
I'd be dead serious.
Okay.
Little Reynoldsburg.
Okay, all right. I don't think I've ever been through Pickerington.
I'm telling you, it starts to. I always used to say like south, like come Marion, Delaware, south of that, everybody starts sounding a little bit different.
That was weird. That was real.
Then
weird.
It gets into a little southeast Ohio, and then into Parkersburg. And
well, that's
it just,
a total. That's
and
a
then it just gets
yeah,
away
that's
from
an accent.
You.
That's a yeah. That's a.
They'd say instead of coach, it'd be cage.
Yeah, that's
it was
weird.
Such. It's so weird to me that people
they're different
down there, man. They really do. They really do. The NASCAR thing is funny because that's definitely what you start to hear.
I mean, I. Tell us about it, Jack. I tell you what, this old Tide Rod here, these boys have been doing it the right way all year. We were finally able to get a win for old Rick and everybody back at the shop. All them boys have done a hell of a job all year. Like, that's how Jack Sawyer sounds.
It's very Stark County right there.
Anyway.
You're part of Stark County.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. I've heard that in your
you
voice before.
You calling me a white trash hillbilly? Is that what you're saying?
Say anything
that's
of the
what
sort.
You've done before?
I did not say anything of the sort.
Here's Will Howard on the same issue. Not about Southern Voices, but about taking a national championship over beating Michigan.
And that's coming from a longtime Buckeye fan. Me just being new to the rivalry, you know, obviously I was a Penn State fan, so Penn State thinks that their rivals are Ohio State. Ohio State just doesn't really see it that way.
It's a little broader.
It's interesting.
Little
yeah,
whatever type
it's,
thing.
It's all
right?
Cleveland.
You
know,
the Browns.
It's just, yeah. I think that the rational Buckeye fan would say, give me the championship.
Yeah, I would hope
every
so.
Every day
too.
Of the week. I would hope so, you know.
Yeah. Who said that?
What was all that laughing for?
Was that Ben Roethlisberger said that right there?
Yeah. I believe so.
The hell with him. All right, you want to move the game?
So I
is it
I
time said, to break tradition
I told
and move
Kenny,
again?
And I think he paused to think about it. Because your reflexive nature is to shoot down anything I say. But in this case,
because usually it's dumb,
I think they're going to end up having to move the Michigan game. I do think they're going to have to.
I don't want to hear if you think they're going to have to. I got to hear want to.
Yeah, I do. I think they should, because think about now. You know, you used to be recruited to Ohio State, and the only thing that mattered was the Michigan game. But the reason it mattered so much, it wasn't just the rivalry. And yes, the rivalry has so many amazing chapters in it. And by the way, in addition to this year, it was another amazing chapter. I mean, Jack Sawyer at the end of that game with the flag planting and the mace, the National Guard getting involved, the trash talk between the two, me saying Ryan Day needed to get fired. Yes, it was another amazing chapter, you know, en route to what turned the entire legacy and fortunes of Ohio State and Ryan Day around, which was, I think it fueled a national championship run. I do think that humiliation fueled a national championship run, which was amazing. So you'd be saying, why would you have to change anything? You're going to have to, because the playoff is now going to be so much more important than anything, because you can lose the Michigan game and you're still going to be in the playoff every
year. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Year.
I don't think they're good.
Just like Michigan can lose the Ohio State game if they get enough wins.
I don't think you
go
need
to the playoff every year.
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to break with tradition just for the fear of sitting guys out and load managing. I don't think you need to break with tradition because of the playoffs and the Big Ten championship game. I think that you make a hell of a point, a salient point, that puts me on my heels, because I don't want to break with the tradition of it. I also think there's a bit of an ace in the hole called television ratings, where if one, you hear this stupid rumor, you don't know what's real and what's not, thanks to AI and all that stuff about, well, maybe they're flirting around with the idea of television ratings being a way to be one of the choosers of a playoff team, which is insane. However,
oh, is that like a tiebreaker?
It's discussed on the boards.
That's good for Ohio State.
It's discussed on the boards, and anything's discussed
really
in college
good for
football,
Ohio State.
So it's out there.
But Buckeyes, they draw ratings.
The television ratings of it, you move a lot of rivalries. There's tradition with the Red River rivalry. You can't call it the shootout anymore. There's tradition there. It's at the Texas State Fair. It's early in the day, the whole deal, right? That's tradition, fine. But we are talking about end-of-season rivalries, Iron Bowl, the game, etc.
Yeah.
But those two in particular are the ones that move the needle. You put those games in a holiday weekend because you're not running around. I have other games I just miss. And I think a lot of people do too. And I got to go back and I got to watch them later on. Like I tune in as my kid gets older. Like my kid was playing 9 o'clock football games on a Saturday. Now he's going to play at high noon. I'm going to miss even more. So I have to go back and watch even more. Okay, well, I'm dedicated to it. But the other dads, they ain't dedicated to it. They don't care. You think anybody on my son's team cares about Oklahoma, Texas? Nope. I'm the only one who does. So I'll go back and I'll watch it. But they won't. So you have to cater to most of those folks. Those folks now have a weekend off, because it's Thanksgiving weekend. You got Black Friday. And then on Saturday, you're watching Ohio State, Michigan. You're watching Alabama, Auburn. You're watching that. Why would I take away from the possibilities of all those eyes and all those ratings to stick him in mid-October? To stick him there. I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that as an executive. Now, I want to argue tradition, mm-hmm. but I still think the dollars and the cents don't add. Why
risk? And I will say, TV networks have really ruled everything in college football. I mean, ESPN is the reason we have this playoff now.
Everything is done to protect the rating. Everything. We are not going to mess with anything because we know it gets this rating. And I don't think that they're going to mess with that because they know they make up money on that.
Yeah,
they,
but Ken,
they,
that's
they
fine.
Give
I get
arguments
I agree
for
with
the
you.
Future.
I agree with you
I don't
on all
think
that. But what I'm saying is for this game, I think the playoff has definitely devalued some of it. I don't think anybody could deny that it's not.
Without a doubt.
Your entire season is not down the tubes if you lose this game. What was amazing about this game for 50 years is that it was the season. If you lost it, you were done. You were eliminated. Well, you've lost that, which I think was the coolest thing in college football ever. And what made college football different is that the stakes were so high. But now we just saw Ohio State lost the game. They went and won the national championship, and they did it in a romp afterwards. And they humiliated the teams they played. And it's weird. It's a weird game. I'll never understand how they lost that game.
Texas game got tight, but I get what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, it did. But obviously, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Oregon. I mean, it was just amazing what they were able to do afterwards. And I'm just thinking now, guys going into that game, their focus, yeah, they want to win the game. Of course they do. But their focus is going to be the playoff.
There were so
the
many.
The playoff. And there's only so many games you can focus on. And think about it. Every year you play that game as you're getting ready. It's Michigan week. It's Mirror Lake, even though they don't even do that anymore. And you have all these traditions and the gold pants. And then, oh, by the way, you still have the Big Ten championship. And then you still have a playoff. Like, you still have another month of football.
216-474-0092. I want to ask you, Buckeye fans. I don't have a dog in the fight. For Ohio State fans, are you willing to move the game so it matters more? Do you think it'll matter more do you think it will protect it mattering so much if you move it earlier in the season? For all the games or for all the reasons Lima specified. Hey, I gave you an argument to keep it. I ain't no Ohio State fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.